This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Say yes to Pure Leaf tea and free gas for a year only at True North Convenience Stores. When it comes to quality, say yes to the delicious taste of real brewed Pure Leaf tea. True North stores are stocked with your favorite flavors like unsweetened, extra sweet, and raspberry. For a limited time, enter for a chance to win free gas for a year. Check the True Rewards app for details or download the mobile app from the Apple or Google Play stores. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Live from the Mokarem Injury Lawyer Studios, Sports Radio 610 presents In the Loop with John Lopez and Reggie Adetula.
All right, we're about to get into our question of the day here. 713-572-4610 is the Jim Allen, the Texas Hammer text line. What was your sign that you're just not young anymore? Let us know, because I have a very particular thing that happened yesterday. Before we get there, though, I'm seeing something from Tim McMahon. Covers kind of the Southwest Division in a way for ESPN. Obviously, he spent time here in Houston, the Mavericks. Sometimes he'll get the San Antonio. He'll bounce around a little bit.
Yeah,
that's basically my point. And he was in town Wednesday. I forgot today's not Thursday, but Wednesday for the Rockets Suns game. And he wrote a little piece about the Suns and the state of the team. One of the pull quotes in here I found interesting. Sources have told ESPN that the Rockets have repeatedly,
there's a big difference,
expressed interest in Devin Booker, 28-year-old star who fits Houston's timeline, and that those conversations have been brief.
Mm-hmm.
Quote, never happen, Ishbia said, interrupting the question. It's silly.
Well, first of all, you got to believe that, because even just logic, forget the report, you know?
No, for sure.
Yeah, just because... that's all they have.
If they want to,
that's all they have.
If they want to rebuild and try and find some level, you want to build around Devin Booker. I was just wondering, like, and I know that the Rockets, your closed mouths don't get fed, right?
Sure,
go ahead and ask.
Sure, don't ask, don't get.
Exactly.
Yeah.
But I was just like, if they are they going to get desperate enough where they just try and rebuild this thing all the way, like all the way over, and just take all the picks that they, you know, that they can get and then just try and start this over? It seems like no, they still want to be in that place where they build around Devin Booker. But man, the idea that the Rockets have been gung-ho on it, I love hearing that.
But see, the thing is, Devin Booker will have to have a say too. Like, if he's not happy in this rebuild or anything like that, and he decided to request a trade, I mean, this ain't the NFL where you could just pay him some more money and he'd be fine. I think once he requests a trade, if he's not down with that rebuild, then I think business is open.
See, I think that because we already knew Devin Booker, and you just mentioned it. You know, they're gonna that's what they're gonna have to build around. I think the bigger point here is that the Rockets feel they need that. Like, it's more of a reflection of what they feel they have and need to improve.
Sure,
you know what I mean.
Sure,
so I feel like. They're looking in that place, in that space.
100%.
Yeah.
Right. That's one of the things we talked about all season long. They know that they probably need a top line star on the top of this, just which ones are available. Yeah. Devin Booker feels like the top line of those top lines.
Yeah.
And they've been going after it. So I found that to be interesting. Wanted to bring that because I saw that. But all right, let's get to the question of the day now. What was your sign that you're just not young anymore? Because yesterday... I think you guys have gotten a feel for, especially when we went to Super Bowl, all these types of things. The fellows of Sports Radio 610, man, we get along pretty well, man. I've been very happy being able to jump in with all you fine folks here. And so we've been, you know, out at a few things. In fact, one of the things that happened, like, we went, myself, Figgy, and T. Miller at one point went out to a steak night. And Figgy just, you know, took a picture, put it on social media, and people were mad. Like, why didn't you tell me?
Hey, no. I like steak.
Right.
I was close to that area. I ain't get an invite.
We'll have to do that here soon.
Like, dang.
Yeah.
But in that same vein, T-Mill sends a text yesterday, I think towards the end of the drive. Because, I mean, he's, you know, I'm guessing he's figuring out.
I'll tell you the exact time he sent
please
this
do text. Yeah. Help me out. but he sends a text that says, hey, fellas. If y'all are around
6:13.
Okay, perfect. So my memory served me correctly. If y'all are around, you know, we're going to a place, get a steak, have a drink with the fellas at Area 45. So just let me know if you come. And I was just like,
hold on a second.
Yeah. Yeah.
With who?
The fellas at Area 45. PC Sean Bajani.
What time that show in?
That's the thing. I was like, wait, 6:13. So he's not talking about going before. Is he talking about after?
Yeah.
So I was like, yo, you mean like 11 p.m., right? He's like, yes, sir. And I'm like,
hell no.
Wait, you talking about leaving to go to a place at 11 p.m. on a Thursday? Like a Friday, maybe you could talk me into it. It's the weekend, man. Yeah. We don't necessarily have to wake up for anything on a Saturday.
Mm-hmm.
On a Thursday night, brother? You want to go out at 11?
I want to know what Figgy's reaction was.
And it's,
Figgy was already in the slippers, man.
Yeah. Oh, man. I was in the bed. I was in the bed before 11 o'clock.
Yeah.
I was dreaming around 10:30. So it's no way in hell I would have stayed up and went to anywhere at 11 o'clock. And this is when the show ends.
Yeah.
The show ends at 11 o'clock. So you got to drive to the place.
Yes.
Probably get a seat. And wait for the steak to get cooked.
11:30, you're sitting down at the earliest.
Yes. You might get your steak around 11:45, 12.
Yeah.
I hit him up. I was like, nice, dang. I wish I could make it. I'll come through next time for sure.
Yeah, next time.
As long as it's before 11 o'clock.
Yeah, nah, them days are
and
over.
And then T-Mill is up this morning playing golf.
Yes. Because... And you think, oh, he stayed for like a quick 30, 45 minutes and dip. No, I saw picture evidence on his social media that he was out there till like 2-3 in the morning. Yes, and shout out to Andrew, who apparently went out with them texting in, saying they got kicked out about 35 minutes after they closed.
Oh, my God.
Y'all
gosh.
Are sick human beings.
Oh, my God.
Not only take the T-Mill part out of it. I'm looking at Sean Bajani and Badger Crate, and I'm like, what y'all doing up so late?
Well, I understand them, right? Like, you work late. It's not like you just going to go home and go to sleep, right? Mm-hmm. You have to wind down. So that was them winding down. I get it.
Man, that's a long night, man.
It is a long night.
Dog, I don't care what I do for a living. If I'm out at 2 in the morning.
Yeah. So y'all realize
at a certain
age, you're too old for it.
100%. Yes.
Too old for that.
100%. And sometimes I like to think myself, oh, I can make moves.
Mm-hmm.
I was like, going out at 11?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I'm good on that.
Look, there's a bunch coming in already. My favorite already is dude was at a car wash. You know how you kind of mingle with the people, you know, while you're waiting for your car to get done?
Oh, is that what people do?
Well, you're sitting down or whatever, you know. Yeah. Some girl came up to him and said, hey, are you single? And he's like, thinking to himself, yeah, I'm married, but it was flattering, right? And when he answered, yes, he's single. Well, no, he's not married is what I'm saying. He said, yes, I'm single. She said, well, I'd like for you to meet my mom.
Oh, man.
Oh,
so nah, you're not trying to hit on me. You trying to find somebody for your mother.
For your mom.
That is, woof. You got to hope that she's got like a young man fetish or something just to keep your ego in check. That's real harsh.
Mm-hmm.
Somebody on the YouTube, in fact, said that, let me see if I can find that correctly, said they had a full-grown man at work that had no idea what a floppy disk was.
Okay.
What is Dax, are you?
Tracking all our cars on Carvana Value Tracker on all our devices? Yes, Kristen, yes I am.
Well, I've been looking for my phone for...
In Dax's domain, we see all, so we always know what our cars are worth.
All of them?
All of them. Value surge, trucks up 3.9%.
That's a great offer.
I know. Sell?
Sell.
Track your car's value with Carvana Value Tracker today.
Take me out to the ball game.
What are you doing?
Did you know DirecTV has the most MLB games?
So you're singing.
Yeah, they put your favorite teams front and center right when you turn it on. Buy me some cold cuts and flapper jacks.
Those aren't even the words. I'm allergic to peanuts.
Stream DirecTV, home of the most MLB games. Visit DirecTV.com. Claim based on total games offered on national and regional sports networks. RSNs available with choice package or higher. Availability of RSNs varies by zip code and package.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Okay. Yeah, we can go down that. We can go down that road a lot.
I remember when I was working at a high school, kids couldn't tell the clock with the hands.
Oh, an analog clock.
It was all over the school, man, and they would go to the computer to see what time it is when the clock was just hanging right above the computer.
Oh,
man.
Oh my god,
that one hit me hard. I'm like, man, they used to actually teach
clock
us
right there.
They used to. We used to have tests. How to read that clock.
Yeah,
I do appreciate that. Kick Rocks on the YouTube said, I take that as a compliment, John. If I'm good enough for your mama, I'm good. I'm good.
I mean, it means you're good looking. I don't know if it definitely is a sign that you're getting, you know, you're not as young as you thought you were.
Right. Look at all that salt and pepper. You'd be great for my mom.
Yeah.
I don't relate to this one, but I feel you. I empathize 100%. From the 979, they said, sign that I'm no longer young. I cannot sprint anymore.
Those days are over. That's me 100%.
Y'all are done running?
Yeah.
I'm running full speed?
Yeah, full speed? No way.
Nah.
No way.
See, now, I don't run full speed for nothing, but I can get up to speed still.
No, I cannot. Nah.
So somebody out here said, hey, Reggie, let's race.
Mm-hmm.
Are you racing?
Depends on if I need to show them up. Like I have in my past, like hanging out with the homeboy where their kid was like, oh, I can beat you. And I was like, line it up.
Yeah.
Line it up, young fella.
You still young then. You still young. Because it's no way I'm doing
no
that.
No way.
You're like, I have nothing to
these
prove.
These knees already cracking.
Yeah. No way.
Like, nah. I never tore anything. I never broke anything. Mm-hmm. I'm trying to keep that streak alive.
Yeah, exactly.
Somebody said, even that considerate run to move out of a car's way is problematic. See, that's the thing. That considerate run isn't a run. All you do is you pump your arms to make it look like it's just it's a gesture of goodwill to the person in the car. Like, I understand I'm in your way and I'm sorry for that, but it's gonna take the time that it takes for me to move.
I get pissed off when people hold the door for me and I'm like 20 feet behind.
Oh yeah,
I'm just like, nah, go ahead, man.
I'm sure Figgy's already done this. You probably have not, but when you get that first sir from someone,
oh, I've gotten that
from someone that you think is like, you know, kind of in your range, but they're not.
I got that in the school when I was working in the school. Thank you, sir.
Yeah,
and I'm just like, man, don't call me sir.
I'll give you one better.
I'm like 27.
Yeah. I'll give you when you get that unk.
Yeah,
like earnestly.
Yeah,
I was like, what are you doing right now?
Yeah,
from the 713, they said getting out in and out of low profile vehicles like a Corvette or something.
Oh yeah. Those little butt scrapers. I'll tell you what, I have so many of these, I'm not even going to go through some, but I had one yesterday. I was I told you guys I've been doing some work in the yard and stuff, so I was changing some light bulbs in the tree in my backyard. We have the little hanging lights. 100 times out of 100, usually, I would just grab the ladder, get on the ladder, change the light bulbs. I got my wife to come out and hold the ladder because I'm like, if I fall, it's over.
Is that a sign of being old? Like,
yes.
That you're just you're being responsible in that way?
Because I would be so irresponsible. I just grab the ladder, go up on the tree, change the light bulbs, come back down, whatever. Not even think about
it. Hell, I could just take a chair. Let me just get a chair and be irresponsible.
Yes.
Let me put a crate on top of this chair and get up there. I'm good.
Yeah, that's a good point because I definitely tried to like climb and mess with something on a wall. On a rolly chair.
Yeah.
And that's how you know you are just soaring with the ignorance of youth.
I'd have done that 100 times out of 100. Yesterday afternoon, I went like, hey, can you come hold the ladder?
Yeah. No, you get up on that ladder, you get to shake it a little bit. You're like, nah,
your legs get all tight.
Yep.
And somebody said their fiance is 7 years younger, need a little more recovery time than her. Ah, yeah. But you know what?
Hey,
I feel like that's all good.
Godspeed.
Yeah. From the 832, yeah. They said they were drinking cheap tequila at cook-off, and they were cooked the next day. Yeah, I imagine. Once the hangovers are the real tell. Like, mm-hmm. when it starts whooping your keister, and you're like, the math does not math on this. Yeah. It makes more sense for me to like just have water.
I feel like you get a little older, too, when once wine, a glass of wine get to you. Where mm-hmm. you be like, ooh, because I used to drink wine all the time. Like, all right, this ain't nothing but.
You drink one glass.
You be like, ooh, I'm good.
I'm a little tipsy.
Yeah.
And I appreciate the person asking what steakhouse is open that late. Oh, friend, it was a bar. Yeah. It was a bar that had a steak night.
Yeah, this is not a steakhouse.
That's the thing. If it was a steakhouse, I probably could have made it.
Steakhouse ain't doing no steak night.
They close at 9.
Yeah, that's fair. Steakhouse is like every night steak night. What you mean?
Yeah.
But yes, appreciate T-Mill for giving me that moment of realization. I'm not that young.
Yeah, real quick, I felt old the other day when I went to the rodeo, went to the suite with mm-hmm. Sean.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
And we got out of there before mutton busting happened, man.
Wow.
Because now
he didn't even make mutton busting.
He had a show. And so I could easily just stay a little later. Mm-hmm. I'm like, man, I'm leaving when you leave. Like, I'm not staying here all night on a work night.
Honestly, even outside of that, when you arrive to a place and immediately have your exit plan.
Oh, yeah.
Yes.
Oh, yeah.
I told him, I'm like, do not leave without me. I don't give a damn what time it is.
All right.
I'm leaving when you leave.
All right. You're in the loop right here on Sports Radio 610. Coming up next, let's go around the NFL, including, again, anytime there's beef, it's fun. And this time, it's in-state. We'll talk about it next.
It's that time of year again. My schedule is packed with bracket-busting, three-point shooting, nonstop basketball action. I don't want to miss a second of it. That's why I go for a five-hour energy shot. They're perfect for my days packed with back-to-back games or whenever my favorite team is playing late. Five-hour energy keeps me going during the broadcast and the next morning when I need to get myself up and to work. Visit 5hourenergy.com for great deals and to stock up before tip-off.
Think warm. Think palm trees. Think baseball. Hi, I'm MLB.com's Matt Monaghan. The long, dark freeze is over and spring training is finally here. If you're a baseball fan looking for a quick, easy way to get all the scores, top stories, and best sound bites from Florida and Arizona, you're in luck.
I don't think people realize how good we are. I don't even know if we realize how good.
The Morning Lineup Podcast, a short, less than 10-minute baseball highlight show, is available anywhere on any platform you listen to podcasts on, 5 days a week. We can't wait to meet you there.